Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average. It's time to level up. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to the podcast. Awesome to have you here. I am excited to share this week's episode with you. Not that I'm not excited every other week to share the episode with you. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Katie and Haley. I had some amazing feedback. Always great to be thinking about what you want to do this year. And so I really had a big mindset shift over the break. I don't know whether, I think I've talked about it on stories, but I don't think I've spoken about it on the podcast. And I feel like in the last couple of years, like the last year or so, when I created content, whilst I don't mind creating content, it was a bit of a tick the box. Like, yes, I've posted on to the next thing. And over the break, I had a really interesting mindset shift where I just thought, number one, I get to post. Like, we've got these free tools at our disposal. The second thing is that from content that I had posted, I was getting new clients who had basically just found me. Like, they just found me. They consumed a couple of things and then they booked a call and they became clients. Like, the speed at which my clients were converting from follower to paying client has been off the charts. I literally just sent a subscriber email this week that is talking about the fact that your personal brand can help you get clients right now. And so the mindset shift that I've had is I am going to become a fearless content creator, that when I create the content that I love to create, when I bring the energy, when I set the intention, it is bringing me clients at a rate of knots. Yeah, it's so fast because there are a number of things that have changed when it comes to the buying cycle, how consumers are buying, all the rest of it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So this is not just like, this is what I think. No, no, no. This is what I'm experiencing and my clients are experiencing it too. So it's time to get rid of any of the doubt and the hesitation and the things that are holding you back and really start to become a more fearless content creator in 2024. I think that there are moments in time where the wind changes, and I think that you've got to capitalize on it at that point in time. Rate of knots, wind change. Are we doing sailing analogies this in this podcast? It's weird how different things come out. But anyway, listen, that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I'm going to share with you some of the core things that are happening in this space at the moment that you need to make the most of so that you can really start to attract the clients, sign the clients, convert the clients that you want to be converting and working with. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. Now, obviously, I want to remind you that applications to the Amplify Mastermind are open at the moment. You can apply now. We will review and we're getting started. We're getting started in January, beginning of February, and then applications will close. So if you want to build a powerful personal brand, if you are wanting to take your coaching consulting business to the next level, service-based business to the next level, and you want to create digital programs as well, then this is for you. Now, I just want to say this is not just about digital programs. So if you want to really take your coaching and consulting business further, then that's something that we support our clients to do as well. So if you've got any questions, DM me at Suze Chadwick, but otherwise head to SuzeChadwick.com/amplify and apply for the mastermind today before applications close. But listen, let's dive into this week's episode. Good morning, my lovelies. We are talking all about becoming a fearless content creator in 2024. Because this year, and I sent out an email yesterday to my subscribers and I shared it as well, which is the way in which we are consuming, the way in which we are buying and purchasing, it is at lightning speed. Can I just tell you that right now, you are leaving money on the table if you are holding yourself back when it comes to content creation. Why? Because the way that social has kind of conditioned us when it comes to consuming and falling down the rabbit hole and falling in love with somebody and wanting to work with them, that gap where it used to be like, you know, 17 touch points or whatever it was in order to buy from somebody, that is now like, you could probably make a three, like it's 3 minutes. It's now, I find you, you're somebody who I know that I'm looking for. You talk about solving my problem online and the content that you're creating. I'm going to sit for 20 minutes and I'm going to binge your content. And then I'm going to go to your Instagram or wherever else. And I'm going to go to your website and I'm going to want to work with you. So if you don't become a fearless content creator in 2024, you are leaving money on the table. You are letting clients just, you know, go because you're not showing up and sharing what you have and having fun with it, which is what we're going to talk about today. So some of the things that are happening right now is that I actually came back from leave and I had about, I think it was 6 or 7 discovery calls for coaching booked into the diary through my like automated system. You can go to my website, book a call, it goes in my diary, and then I got it when I came back from leave. So automating your business is obviously really important too. And then when I spoke to all of those people who were on the discovery calls, the majority of them had come through my podcast, or a couple had come through TikTok as well. Now, can I tell you, I'm rubbish on TikTok at the moment. But the point is that people are discovering. Yeah, they're discovering me through. So the people that found me through the podcast had just discovered me. They hadn't followed me prior. So this is why I'm saying when you start creating content that people can binge, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, podcast, whatever it is, it means that once they find you and if they feel like you're their vibe, they're making decisions so much faster. Somebody came to me, she said, I've just found you. I binged your podcast for like 3 hours on a drive. And then I went to your website, I booked this call and she signed. Like that sort of stuff is not something that I feel has happened at the same speed that it's happening now. And so that is why we've got to capitalize on what's going on in the market and how consumers are buying and really adjust our behavior to that as well. If we want to obviously be capturing new clients through those means. So let's talk about what you can start to do. If you're like, I actually am fearful, Suze, of creating content, then let's talk about how we can become those fearless content creators. I'm not just going to be like, just show up and do it. No. I'm going to give you specific things that you can really do and things that have helped me. Yeah. One of the things I was talking, I had lunch with a girlfriend the other day and she's like, you're so self-aware. And I said, you know, that's taken time. That's taken time and specific things that I do that help me be aware. So let's talk about what it takes to become a fearless content creator. The first thing is to actually acknowledge what the fear is, understand it so that you can break through it. So one of the things that I have done is that when I get stuck sometimes with things, I'll sit and I'll write down what the fear is. So what exactly am I afraid of? Am I afraid that it'll be boring? Am I afraid that like what people will think? Am I afraid that I don't have enough to say? Like get super specific on why you're not posting or why you're not creating. And I'm not actually going to talk about any particular platform. This could be on LinkedIn. This could be on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, wherever you like to play. So I'm not being specific to a platform. I'm just talking about where you create content. This could be to your email list, because I know that sometimes when I talk to clients and I'm like, so when last have you emailed your list? They're like, yeah, no, I haven't. And I'm like, why? And the answer 9 times out of 10 is I don't want to bother them. And I'm just like, people have intentionally signed up to be on your email list because they're interested in what you talk about. They're interested in what you say. And so why are you afraid to email them? Like they've given you one of the most precious things that they own, which is their email address. And you're actually kind of like just not using it because you're worried about bothering them. So this also, email also falls into becoming a fearless content creator, is having the guts to be able to email your list and sell and share and whatever else. Yeah. So we really want to take a look and say, why am I not? So one of the things I'd love you to do is write down the different platforms that you use. Write down the different platforms you either use or you would like to use. And then I want you to have a think about, what is my mindset around that platform? So for example, with Instagram, going live, doing stories, that's like breathing for me. Like, it's not something I have to think about. It's not something I worry about. As I'm recording like my podcast live on this live for you, then I'm just like, I know, like I've got my notes. I know what I want to say. I know how I record my podcast. So this becomes not a difficult thing to do. But TikTok has been a real mindset block for me. And I'm like, why is it a mindset block? What is it that's holding me back with it? And writing all of those things down so that I can start to chip away at them. Like, you can't become a fearless content creator unless you understand what the fear is, and then you understand how to actually start chipping away at it. And also, and I've been saying this to so many clients, I'm willing to suck. Like, I am willing to suck at something in order to get good at it. I still remember the very first time I ever did an Instagram story, and it was so awkward. Like, it was like, so this is Instagram stories. I don't know what this is or how this works, but I'm going to show up and do it anyway. And I sucked at it for ages. Yeah. And now I feel like I know that something's missing if I haven't kind of shown up and said good morning to my followers. And the reason is, my mindset with it is that my followers are my community. It's my opportunity that day to say hi to them and connect with them. It doesn't have to be profound. It's literally just like, hey guys, you know, good morning. Hope you're having a great day. These are some of the things that I've got going on, and I wanted to share it with you. So it's literally like me seeing my community, you know, as if I was seeing them in person. So that's my mindset around stories. That's why it's so easy for me. So then I take a look at, what are the platforms where I find really easy? It's like breathing. I don't have a fear around it. And how do I start to adopt that same mindset to the places, email list, LinkedIn, TikTok, wherever it is that I want to be better? And how can I adopt the same mindset I have on the platforms that I find easy to the ones that I don't? Is there a trick that I could like play on myself to be able to get better at it? But also just being okay with sucking at something first before you get good at it. I say it to my kids as well. Like, you're not going to be great at something when you first do it, but the more that you do it, the better you're going to get. And I think that, you know, we tell our friends or others who we're trying to help to do that, but we don't do it ourselves. Yeah. So really think about, how can you face the fear, take the power out of it, so that you can start to, the second point is play. So really looking at how you play over perfection. Instead of expecting it to be really great, I want you to think about, how can I just have fun with this and be awkward? I'm like, I'm embracing my awkward, where it's like, oh, this is like so uncomfortable, but let me do it anyway, because the more that I do it and I play with it and I have fun and I try different things, the better that I'm going to get at it as well. And so one of the things that I'm doing is that I'm like, okay, every day I want to make a reel, or every second day. And so I'm like, filming me walking with my feet, or I'm just doing, you know, something where I was dyeing my hair the other day. Like, it was totally nothing, like so imperfect, so unpolished, so like whatever I was doing on the day. Yeah. It wasn't anything. I didn't like set up my camera and style it and things like that. It was literally just like, from dyed hair to me standing at the front of Coles. Like, we are overthinking it. Marion's like, cringe, give me cringe. Yes, let's embrace the cringe. Let's embrace the awkward. Let's embrace the suck, yeah? And laugh at ourselves. I think this is the other thing. We have lost the art of laughing at ourselves. We take things so seriously that it stops us. The reason that we've got fear around a lot of the stuff that, you know, that we want to do is because we're just not making it fun. We're not playing. We're not experimenting. And so what can you do to experiment right now? And so for me, yes, I'm experimenting with TikTok. Yesterday I went live, did live audio on LinkedIn. Never done that before. Experimented. The person I was with, they had tech issues. Like, it's fine. We can just ride through it. We can test things. I'm like, I'm not going to know whether I like this unless I test it. I'm not going to know whether I like this unless I give it a go and see. But the other thing I want to say about that is sometimes we try something and then we think that it doesn't work because we did it once or twice. And then we're like, yeah, no, that doesn't work for me. And you actually have to build a habit. You actually have to build the brand. So when it comes to building your personal brand as well this year, it's like I'm going to commit to something and I'm going to give it like a good 3 or 6 months before I'm like, I tried it, it didn't work, nobody was interested, and so I'm just going to give that up. So when we want to create a great personal brand and be a fearless content creator, which is what we're talking about today, those are the things we need to start doing is identifying the fear so that we can break it down and get over it. We need to start playing over perfection and embrace the cringe, the suck, and the like, no idea what I'm doing, and just have fun with it and see what works, and also see what your audience is really connecting to. And so we have to kind of get over that as well and really think, you know, what is my schedule here? What is it that I want to do? So for me, and I talk about this all the time and I will continue to talk about it, it has made such a huge difference for me in my business and the way that I'm creating content is that every morning from 8:30 to 9:30, it's blocked in my diary, content creation. Why? Because this is the other really big mindset shift that I had over the holidays. In the last year or so, you know, I feel like I was like, okay, I posted something, check the box. Yeah, like tick. Okay, I've done that. Let me get on to something else. And over the break, I really had this big mindset shift that content is the number one priority in my business when it comes to marketing and building my brand. Like the number one thing, which means that I actually need to spend more time on it. I need to play more. I need to analyze more what's working. I need to like show up more because that is where clients are coming from. That is where I'm building my brand and getting new eyeballs on it. And so in the first 14 days of this year, and I was on holidays for the first week, in the first 14 days of this year, we added 100 people to our subscriber list because I was playing with ManyChat. Yeah, so using ManyChat, saying drop the word, people are signing up for my freebies. So the other thing I did is that I went and I did a list of like what my products and services are and then what the freebies are for them. And also, do I have other content where I could make it a freebie so that people could then sign up for it? And then using ManyChat to be able to get more people to sign up for my planner or my simple business buckets or my evergreen BBA webinar, whatever it is. So we added over 100 subscribers in like 14 days to the email list. I had over 8 clients buy in 7 days, which was crazy. And all of them were people who did not know me before. Like they have not been following me for a long time. They had come in from fresh content that I had created in the last like 3 or 6 months. Yeah. And so I just want you to really be thinking about what is it that you're doing that you can really analyze and say, this is how I'm growing my list. This is how I'm building my brand. This is how the content that I'm creating is actually helping me to connect with more of the clients that I really want to connect with. And if you can't look at what those metrics are and you don't have a strategy around it, then I really want you to be thinking about how you can be more structured with that. Yeah, that's definitely something that I am talking to my clients about more this year. I talk about it all the time anyway, but talking about it more this year where you're like, okay, top of funnel brand, what am I doing every week? And this is what the Simple Business Buckets training is that you can get for free is, you know, what am I doing every week to build my brand? And being really deliberate with that, going live, helps me connect with you more. That builds my brand. Sending my email list helps me to nurture my audience. Getting on new platforms, like whether it's a LinkedIn audio or whether it's growing my TikTok, is helping me to build my brand, get new eyeballs. So what specifically, and having a strategy around it, like what specifically are you doing that is going to build your brand this year? So the third thing that I wanted to talk about when it comes to becoming a fearless content creator, the first one is obviously identifying the fear, breaking it down. The second one is all around play over perfection, embracing the cringe and the suck. And the third one is really understanding like what your ecosystem is. So when you are creating content, I think that when you know what's working and what's not, it's more encouraging. Because then you're not flying blind. You're not like, well, I have no idea what's working and what's not. And so really starting to take a look at what that is for you is important as well. And so, for example, I know where people are finding me who are brand new. I know where I'm nurturing people who have been around for a while. And then I have the regular calls to action, which take people from that nurture through to like becoming a paid client. And so one of the things we're going to be talking about in the Amplify Mastermind this week as well is really that rinse and repeat strategy. It's really understanding how you've systemized your business and you've got those rinse and repeat strategies that you know are working really well, and then having those happening on a regular basis. Like if you want to grow your list, what do you do on a regular basis that helps you do that? The thing I hear all the time from people where I'm like, what's your opt-in? What's your lead magnet? What are you doing to get new eyeballs? And they're like, yeah, I've got that. I'm like, when was the last time you spoke about it? And they might say, yeah, like I shared it once or twice when it first came out. And so then it's like, we've got things, but we're just not talking about them as well. Like what you're doing right now when it comes to your marketing, I'm just going to say it, and this may turn some people off, which is totally fine, but you just need to do it like 10 times more. Like if you're not getting the clients that you want, then whatever your marketing efforts are now, you have to do them 10 times as much. And I'm guessing that that would probably not, you know, like you're not doing that much at the moment. I'm just going to guess you're not doing as much as you should be doing to get the result that you want. So when I say should, this is something that people are like, oh, you know, don't tell me that I should be posting once a day or that I should be doing X, Y, and Z. I'm like, okay, let's put it this way. What is the result that you want? What is the outcome that you want? How many clients do you want? And what's the revenue that you want to generate? Now, in order to do those things, to get those results, what activity do you need to be doing? Because if you're not hitting those goals, then you've got to look at your activity and what you're doing and what's working and what's not working and adjust accordingly. And one of the biggest things is that 9 times out of 10, almost 10 times out of 10, whenever I speak to clients, they are just not marketing themselves. They think that putting up a post or doing a story is actually going to like help them market. And whilst it does build your brand and it builds your community and the connection that you've got with them, actually telling people how they can work with you, actually telling people like why this product or service is so amazing and how it's helped my clients and story selling it, those are the things that you've got to just become really comfortable with and actually enjoy doing. Yeah, I want you to think about the reason that I love marketing my business is because I love working with my clients. I love the results that they get. I love the stuff that we do together. And so I have no problem talking about the products and services and saying, you should totally come and join us here. This is going to help you do X, Y, and Z. And so you've got to think about how can you talk about your products and services in that way? And are you? Like, are you actually talking about the products and services that you have in your business? Are you actually like being clear on what the opportunity is for people, what the outcome could be, how you're going to support them, understanding like what their problems are and how this is going to relate to that? So really think about when it comes to becoming a fearless content creator this year, how can you have more fun with it? But also really knowing that right now is a very, I think, is a unique time. people are moving so much faster to buy in the market. And if you're not showing up and marketing and sharing what you have and building those relationships, you're leaving money on the table and you're missing the opportunity of where the market has shifted and you being able to kind of capitalize on that right now too. Yeah, so I want you to think about how you're doing that in your business and whether you're changing your strategies from the last year or two. Yeah, because if you're still doing what you were doing last year or the year before, the market's shifted and changed. And so just asking yourself, okay, what am I doing to shift and change with it? What am I doing to continue to build and grow right now? Yeah, so really think about whether you have strategies around that and whether you are like, I know what I'm going to do this year. Like, I know how I'm going to create content in a different way. I know how I'm going to 10X my marketing so that I can like let more people know how they can work with me and have fun with it. Yeah, this is not about like hardcore selling. This is about learning what works for you and how you can play and have more fun in your business. I felt really sad this morning. Somebody left a comment. I was talking about having fun in your business and she said, I feel like I don't know how to have fun in my business anymore. And I just thought that, like, I feel sad about that. So I want us to work hard, which is not about burnout. It's about getting lots of stuff done in a shorter amount of time. I want us to learn about rinse and repeat. How are you rinsing and repeating the things that are working? Becoming a fearless content creator so that you can capitalize on this moment in time where people are moving very fast and they're buying very fast. Because if you can create content that they can consume and binge and get to know you and be like, you're my person. One of the people that found me, binged me and came to me, she said, I've been looking for a coach for a long time. And the minute that I started binging all of your stuff, I'm like, your vibe is totally what I've been looking for. And that's the whole thing, is that when we show our personality, when we show up and share our vibe, whatever that is, then the right people will find us. I always say there could be, you know, 10 business coaches, 10 web designers, 10 whatever standing in a room, but you will be for the person who is right for you. But they can't know that you're for them if you don't show who you are. So when you become a fearless content creator, the other thing that I want to say to you is really show yourself. Like, talk about the stuff that you love. I always share podcast episodes around, you know, being happy and finding joy and creating more abundance in our lives because it's something that I love. I talk about fashion. I love talking about food. I talk about travel. Yeah, but as a business coach, like, I'm always sharing strategies and content that helps my clients to get out of their own way and get profitable and pay themselves more. But I also show my personality. I talk about other things that I love. Why? Because as we know this year, you are the niche. Yeah, it's about you and what you can bring, because I don't just want to work with somebody because of the tactical things that they share. I want to work with somebody because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so my person. You are my person. And so how can you, in your fearless content creation, show that not only do you know what you're talking about, you can help your clients, that you've got the product or service that's right for them, but that you are their person. And getting really clear on that message, getting really clear on what you want your personal brand to be this year, getting really clear on how you want to build that brand, how you want to communicate your message is one of the key things that so many people don't do. It's what we focus on in the Amplify Mastermind, is how you build craft your personal brand in a way that connects and converts clients, and in a way where you're like, you know something, this is the impact I want to have. This is the influence I want to have. This is the brand I want to have. And I want to be able to work with clients who are so in on working with me that I am like the only choice for them. You know, be the only choice for your clients because they love you, what you do, who you are, what you stand for. And so when you really think about leaning into that personal brand and committing to it, then becoming a fearless content creator becomes easier because you're like, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. This is the thing I want my clients to know. This is so important for them in their journey with whatever you help them with. that you're like, I've got so much to say on it. And I think that sometimes when we're not clear on our message, it's because we're not clear on what we want to be known for, and we're not clear on who we're here to help, what we're here to help them to do, and who we want to be in that story as well. Remember, you're the guide. When we think about the story arc, when we think about the hero's journey, you know, you are the guide for your client. And so it's really being able to position you as that guide when you create the content that you want to create, where they're just like, oh my gosh, you are so my person. So that is what we're talking about today. If you've got any questions, let me know. I'm going to be talking more about this as we continue on the podcast this year. I am putting some resources together as well, which I'm excited about. I'm going to be adding some more content to the Simple Sales Bootcamp too. And so, yeah, so much more to come. I cannot wait. Also, if you've got any questions, if you're like, Suze, I want to be that person, I want to be a fearless content creator, I want to nail my personal brand, then as I have already mentioned, the applications to the Amplify Mastermind are open now. If you're listening to this later when they're not open, then you can join the wait list. But I am just on a mission to help my clients become the person in their industry who is known for what it is that they do, so that you become... yeah, you become the person that they want to work with. Anyway, let's leave it there. If you've got any questions, let me know. But otherwise, have an amazing day. I will speak with you soon.